With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Friday. The focus for today is the world. Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, your name is above every name on earth, over every nation and ruler. Every knee will bow at the announcement of your name. And so I kneel this day, and I call upon the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time and space. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome. Illuminate my darkened heart. Scatter the shadows and give me the light of life.
On the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, blot out all of my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, cleanse me from sin. transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin.
I come before God with a sober assessment of my life. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before God of all sins. I have lived as if God did not matter, and as if I mattered most. My Lord's name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let his love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and there are those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires.
Our word today comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Our meditation today is on the word anger and is written by Bella Clater. As the oldest of four kids, I'm no stranger to frustration and anger. It's remarkable how much a sibling can get on your nerves. They know all the right buttons to push. Sibling anger is minuscule compared to the large-scale anger we see in our world today. I will admit, as a 16-year-old living in 2022, I'm scared of the anger that I witness around me. Politics, war, scandal, road rage, insurrection. In 2016, I remember being an 11-year-old watching the presidential debates with my dad. What was supposed to be a debate and discussion on issues quickly became a heated argument, fueled by anger and geared towards attacking one another. I vividly remember turning to my dad and asking, "Why are they so angry? We don't talk to each other like that." The influence of anger around us affects the heart within us. It becomes infused into our everyday lives. We take this anger and let it control what we say, do, and how we treat others. Often, when we are angry, we say or do the first thing that comes to mind without thinking. We don't worry about the consequences until they are staring us in the face. So how should we respond to the anger that is prevalent in our world today? James tells us to be slow to anger. Anger is quick. The feeling is instantaneous. The root of anger may be a reaction to greed, uncertainty, or lack of control. But we are told that instead of being quick to anger, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Scripture tells us to love and be patient. Jesus responded to the anger of the world with patience and forgiveness. We see this most clearly when he was on the cross. The people who put him on the cross were filled with anger. They yelled, they spit, they cursed him. Yet his response was patient love. He asked God to forgive them. Likewise, when faced with anger, we should respond with patient love. Love is so patient that we can forgive those who have angered us. We pray. Dear Lord, we pray for the anger we see in the world today. Give us patient love and the ability to show this love to others. In your name we pray. Amen.
Lord, today I pray a big prayer, a prayer for the world, but it's not too big for you. You're the God of the world. You're not a local or regional God, but you are the God of heaven and earth. So today, Lord, I pray for my city, my state, and my country. Lord, I pray for leaders in our midst, for mayor, governor, president, Congress. Lord, I pray for those who serve the public in the world, police officers, firefighters, teachers, first responders, medical personnel. Lord, I pray for my community, for good government, good schools, good business. Lord, I pray for the nations of the world, for world leaders, for wisdom and guidance from you. Lord, I pray for justice in the world, especially for the oppressed, for minorities, immigrants and refugees, orphans, widows, the very young or unborn, and the very aged. Lord, I pray for all creation which you have made, for the care of the land,